B82. Extract from letter B82, dated February 20th, 2008. This blending of our schools and sanitariums will prove an advantage in many ways. Through the instruction given by the sanitarium, students will learn how to avoid forming careless, intemperate habits of eating. Let the instruction be given in simple words. We have no need to use the many expressions used by worldly physicians, which are so difficult to understand that they must be interpreted by the physician. These long names are often used to conceal the character of the drugs being used to combat disease. We do not need these. Nature's simple remedies will aid in recovery, without leaving the deadly after effects so often felt by those who use poisonous drugs. They destroy the power of the patient to help himself. This power, the patients are to be taught to exercise by learning to eat simple, healthful foods, by refusing to overload the stomach with a variety of foods at one meal. All these things should be given, showing how to preserve health, how to shun sickness, how to rest when rest is needed. There are many inventions which cost large sums of money, which it is just as well should not come into our work. They are not what our students need. Let the education given be simple in its nature. In giving us his son, the Father gave the most costly gift that heaven could bestow. This gift it is our privilege to use in our ministration to the sick. Let Christ be your dependence. Commit every case to the great healer. Let him guide in every operation. The prayer offered in sincerity and in faith will be heard. This will give confidence to the physicians and courage to the sufferer. I have been instructed that we should lead the sick in our institutions to expect large things because of the faith of the physician in the great healer, who in the years of his earthly ministry went through the towns and villages of the land and healed all who came to him. None were turned empty away. He healed them all. Let the sick realize that, although unseen, Christ is present to bring relief and healing.